most unlicensed stations, most pirate stations, don't manage to stay on the air for 7 years. Either they get shut down by the FCC, or they get a threatening letter from the FCC and they shut down, or just interest wanes, or they don't have the community support. How have you managed to be on? You've been on longer than your inspiration, Free Radio Berkeley.
That's true. Basically, I've kind of, as far as my opinion is concerned, I think the reasons why I've thought a lot about this, especially, you know, not too long ago when we had our anniversary, and I think one of the main reasons why we've been on so long is, well, number one, we've never complied with the FCC at all. When they've come around, they have visited at least, I don't know, several times. I've had to turn them away physically, ask them for a warrant. Obviously, they don't, because they don't have a SWAT team busting down the door. And then they go on their way, and then we don't hear from them for a while.
Okay, screw the FCC. At the present time, I'm not authorized to allow you to do any searching. The suggestion from attorney is that you get a warrant if you want to do so.
Okay, well, the way the federal law is written, the warrant's not required to inspect the radio.
Hold on, I can't get the radio to work.
But,
with the radio station?
Yeah, I'm in no particular official capacity.
The radio station located at this site?
I'm not prepared to talk to you about anything of that sort.
Okay.
I'm not prepared to talk to you about anything of that sort.
Okay,
at this time.
You've got your warning, you've got your warning, you've got your warning, you've got your warning, you've got your warning.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Any specific, anything else you want to say, particular problem that you've had here that we should know about?
Apparently without a license at this time.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. Looks like Pills' ears from the FCC just stopped by. Left a piece of paper. What? So you don't have a warrant, you can leave now. Otherwise you're trespassing, I'm going to have to call the police. Looks like he's writing down some license plates that really are none of your business. You have no right to write these down. I don't see a badge, I don't see a warrant. I'm asking you to please leave.
The second reason is that we hooked up with our city council and got them to pass a resolution in support of Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a resolution in support of Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM, and we have a recommendation that the city council adopt a resolution in support of Radio Free Santa Cruz 96.3 FM and the artists in the community express their creation through the medium of radio and authorize the mayor to communicate the city's position to the FCC.
So I'm going to make a motion that the council accepts the resolution.
All right, I think we're ready to vote on the main motion, the resolution. All those in favor say aye.
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 5-1,
so you're really enjoying a type of community support and civic support that a lot of stations just never get.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I just had the mayor on a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the war and about other things and media coverage and that kind of thing, kind of opened it up to the public to call in. And he, you know, he's not on a campaign or nothing. I just wanted to have him on to talk to people, you know, uncensored, that kind of thing. The other reason why, you know, I've said this quite a few times that people have asked me, it's like, how do you stay away from the FCC? And as far as I'm concerned, the FCC is the least of our problems at Free Radio. It's more dealing with people collectively, different egos clash, just keeping the programming going, the station, the upkeep, that kind of thing. It seems to be the main thing.
So a lot of the same struggles that we go through in even licensed community radio or in other activist and volunteer situations are really the things which you deal with the most.
That's true. Yeah, pretty much. You know, keeping the CD players from skipping and, you know, the transmitter going, that kind of thing. Doing fundraising, all those kinds of things.
And so what would you say to someone who's in another community anywhere else who says, you know, the radio here sucks, we don't hear any news we can use, we don't hear local voices, is this something they could do?
Yeah, I would say, you know, more than anything, start up stations, find out about it. There's different websites you can check up on. I can't think of any at the moment. But you can get a transmitter and put it on the air. Like I said, there was a couple of things, you know, keeping us on the air. I think another thing kept us on the air is our so-called progressive community here in Santa Cruz. Because I think it would be really, people would be really upset if we got shut down here in town. And getting community support. And since that, people have just left us alone.
This is an unauthorized pirate transmission on the land. We have taken over this channel, and we are coming to you live from the Eagle Jammer.
When Free Radio Berkeley was going through some of their legal stuff a couple years ago, and they got shut down, basically, by the judge, and so a whole bunch of stations went off in the Bay Area here, but we decided to stay on. Didn't get hassled, just the normal hassles. And slowly by slowly, some of the Bay Area stations started popping back on, like Free Radio Berkeley is now Berkeley Liberation Radio and San Francisco Liberation Radio. And we also just heard of a station called Pirate Cat Radio that's popping up here in Santa Cruz. So there might be another station.
So maybe you've inspired somebody else.
Yeah, maybe, hopefully.
Do you welcome it?
To inspire people to do it more.
Do you welcome another pirate station in Santa Cruz?
Oh, definitely. I think this should all be pirate stations, but that's just my opinion.
So any last things you'd like to tell people?
Don't be afraid of the FCC. If you do try to organize a micro radio station, that's the biggest thing that people worry about. They think that when the FCC comes around that they're just like law enforcement, but they aren't. They have to get a warrant. They have to do all these things.
They're bureaucrats.
Yeah, basically. See, we started it and maintained it thinking that we'd be shut down at any minute, you know? I mean, it's still in the back of my mind. But somehow we keep going and keep going. I mean, recently we just took all our equipment out of crates, you know, thinking that we'd have to bug out really quick for if the FCC was coming in, we found out about it or whatever. And now we're just actually learning a little bit more and changing. And it's kind of taken us a little bit by surprise because we're starting to realize that we're becoming a part of the community. People around the community stop me all the time and say they listen to this program. We play Democracy Now! Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock. We're streaming at microradio.net as well, that kind of thing. So we've definitely grown some roots here in Santa Cruz.
So you've thought you were going to be a temporary operation. Now you're dealing with some of the facts of permanence, huh?
That's true. And like I said, none of us have really had any radio training before. None of us have license or been on the radio. We just wanted to get our voices out and start organizing a community to be able to do programs to people that would normally not be able to do radio.
Well, thanks for talking with me.
Well, thank you.
And I think we'll end this broadcast of Pop Defect Radio, the good old pirate radio staple favorite by the UK subs called Rebel Radio off of their album Quintessentials on NRA Records. But first, we're going to hear a few thoughts from Michael Fonte on pirate radio broadcasts. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
You know, I really feel that it's time, personally, that we start to take the media into our own hands and become the media ourselves. We need to start opening our own stations. In fact, I've heard there's a lot of stations opening up all around the country.
Freeze
the FBI
down!
The FBI
Everybody
is busting in the door!
Shut that thing up!
Get out!
Down on the ground!